95 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
The music of Agatsuma, starting another episode of Galactic Voyager here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. That piece is called Beams. I'm your host, Michelle. Thanks so much for staying up late and tuning in. An hour of electronic, new age, world, and ambient music is headed your way in the next hour. Later in the hour, we'll have music from Ara Gevorkian. We'll also have something from Jean-Michel Jarre and Øystein Sevaag. We continue now with music from maybe my favorite Mike Oldfield album. Came out in the early 90s, I think, 90 or 91. The album is called Amarok. If you like Tubular Bells and those longer kind of compositions of his, this is about an hour long. We're going to listen to the first few minutes of it. This is Amarok Part 1. Again, music from Mike Oldfield.
Thank you.
there's music from Jerome Goossens. That's called Contrabass Flute Solo. Also in that set, we heard LTJ Bookham doing Point of View, and we heard an excerpt from Mike Oldfield's composition Amarok. That was Amarok Part 1. All of it on board Galactic Voyager here on 88.5 The SoCal Sound with yours truly, Michelle. Let's continue along with a classic from Jan Hammer. This is Crockett's Theme.
Thank you.
Here's the music of Blow Up Hollywood. Adrift is the name of that one. We also heard something from Chris Tilton from his soundtrack to the video game Divide. That was the main theme. And we started with the classic Jan Hammer tune, Crockett's Theme. All of it on board Galactic Voyager here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound, where we get back to the music faster. And we've got music from Michael Doolin next.
This is what listener-powered radio sounds like. The SoCal Sound. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has your chance to see Elvis Costello and Daryl Hall at the Greek Theater on June 18th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible to win a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Elvis Costello and Daryl Hall, the Greek Theater, June 18th.
Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy.
We'd love it when you donate any vehicle, small or large, running or not. Every vehicle donation fuels programs you love here at the SoCal Sound. We take care of everything, and it's all free to you. Plus, you'll earn the tax credit, and your gift is tax deductible. The pickup is free, and it's super easy to get started. Call 877-527-6123 or donate online at thesocalsound.org.
Fiercely independent public radio. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
There's a composition by Sylvius Leopold Weiss, as interpreted by Christoph Wanderow in that recording. That's called the Fantasia. We also heard Ani, the music of Ara Gevorkian, and we started by listening to Michael Doolin's Once Upon a Time. All of it on 88.5 The SoCal Sound on board Galactic Voyager with yours truly, Michel. Thank you so much for staying up late and for tuning in. By the way, if you're listening to the program on the archives page at thesocalsound.org on demand, on your own time, thank you very much for doing that as well. Let's continue now with something from Jean-Michel Jarre. This is a piece called Acropolis, and it was recorded by the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra and the Crouch End Festival Chorus, all directed by Nick Rain. There's the music of Øystein Sevak with Benedikt Torgat doing Contact. Also in that set, we heard Jean-Michel Jarre's Acropolis. I'm a huge fan of Jarre's, as you know, but I'm also a huge fan of Øystein Sevak. And I'm excited because he and one of his great partners in music, Laki Pati, who's a great guitarist, are putting together their second collaborative album that's called Visual 2. The original Visual we've played on this show going back decades. Love that album, and I'm excited about Visual 2 because there was a little tease on Facebook about it, and it sounded fantastic. There was a composition called Childhood. I can't wait to present that to you on the air, hopefully in the next couple weeks, maybe the next month or two. Looking forward to that. We have time for one more piece, and we finish up tonight with a composition by William Balcom. This is The Graceful Ghost Rag, as interpreted on the piano by Richard Dowling. Have a great week, everyone.